Socia, I just love our intro music. It makes me, reminds me of, oh, I don't know, The Love Boat or Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, it does. Who did we get that from?
I wonder. How are you?
I'm great. So great. How about you?
I'm good. I got a big smile on my face.
Yay.
Just excited to be here. Welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Socia. We're so happy you're here, whether you're listening live or on the replay. Just so honored to play with all of you in this space of love and expansion and ascension. And we're doing it.
We are doing it. I love it. Good. Great. Great intro.
Thank you. How's your week been?
Wonderful. It's wonderful. I have some inspirations from the week just for today. So we just chatted a little before the show, and you do too.
I do. I'm super excited. What made you laugh this week? Was there something that made you just bust out laughing this week?
Oh, endless things. I have to go into my files. Yeah, I'm so often just burst into laughing. I don't know what prompts it, just my musings or some of the animals, things like that. How about you?
I had a sister send me something that it's a clip of laughing. Well, she was doing something and I just bust out laughing because I need it. I was having a moment, Socia, and I said, spirit, universe, I just want to laugh really hard. And there it was. It showed up. And then I was laughing so hard. And then I needed a hug. I said, universe, I need a hug. And I got a beautiful hug.
Yay.
So yeah, right. The universe always knows, spirit, prime creator, source, always knows what we need and delivers. And the timing is always to no time, impeccable.
Yeah, it is. I love that. That's so sweet. The light is all around us. Just say what we need or what we need. You just described it. I couldn't do better than that. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm super excited about the show today and just with the articles that have been coming out on For the People. And it's a culmination of the energies that are flowing in. We all can feel it, Socia. I feel, you know, we all can feel this I wouldn't use the word anticipation, but we just feel it. The energy building up. What do you say?
Yes, and all the rapid fire stuff coming out. That was my inspiration, just sparked from that. But yeah, a lot. And some people are feeling it differently. I'm observing some shock around. So it's fascinating. We're in it. We are in it.
Oh, Socia, do you know what? Can I share something?
No. Of course.
That reminds me of Q when you said, well, I know you will because you love me.
Oh, yes.
I never get tired of listening to those clips.
So funny.
I was out yesterday and I was in a place of business and I overheard this gentleman talking to the cashier about, have you seen the movie 2001 Space Odyssey? It's like, and he goes into the movie and I'm just sitting there smiling.
Did you ever? Oh, go ahead.
No, I haven't finished it yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's just so bizarro, but I'm working on it. I got to do it in increments. But he was talking about AI and how this computer just took over. And it's so interesting just to observe what people are experiencing and then verbalizing it. I love going out in the public, coffee shop, cafe, wherever it is, and just hearing people, what their observations are, how they're feeling about it, and then, oh, I have a concern about this, and then expressing their concern. I'm sure you probably experience something similar when you go out in the public.
Yeah, absolutely. And just from the circle of people I connect with, public or private. So yeah, there's a lot of different perspectives on it. Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I thought that was interesting. I love seeing people put the pieces together. It makes me so excited. And I actually ran into a gentleman at the gym a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking to me about his journey and what he's noticing, and he's like, something's just not quite right, you know? And I just listen, right? I just listen because usually I just want to splurt it all out because I'm just so excited. And I'm like, no, just observe and just listen. And just hearing his, you know, what he's saying, and people are putting it together, Zosia.
Yeah, was he observing it in a neutral place? I'm curious. So did he have emotions around it or?
I would say more neutral. I would say more neutral, but just his observations were that the infrastructure that has was created, you know, by the as Key would call them, universal travelers. Just notice, just he's observe he was observing the infrastructure that's been laid out here for us, that the system, the systems, and how they just don't make sense anymore, leaving the system that he was in. And then you know, it had some concerns with the AI as well, which you know, I just let him talk. And he's like, so if we have all these robots going around doing all these things for us, then what are we supposed to do? And I'm like, ah, that's what I've been going through for the past 2 years. Learning how to sit and just be in peace. Welcome to the
You didn't point them to our EB show where EB and Q speak about AI?
Well, yeah, you know, you got to
Well,
test.
too soon.
It's a little too soon, you know. I just listen and just hold space, and but no, I is not ready. Is
I do. I do.
Yeah, it's just so, I love that. I love connecting and just hearing what people are experiencing.
Yeah, it's what we've all been waiting for,
Oh,
really,
finally.
for it to come to light. Everyone's getting the truth. So, yeah, everyone processes it differently, feels it differently. I observed someone, I don't know the person individually specifically, but followed for a health thing, for just some health, whatever they were talking about. That doesn't matter. But what I observed is a clip, and she was in quite shock. I was like, and actually, because I was curious, like, what is going on with all this stuff coming out? And then a little clip from her popped up. She had a really stunned reaction. And I say that because she was always very expressive in her facial, when she would speak, very expressive face and no expression this time. And it was really a shock thing, just saying, okay, so I guess there were two beings who were famous that they sort of followed. And it was just a shock, and almost couldn't like just reference that dark things had happened, but then po jumped over that and went to, okay, so how do we really know who's telling us things? I was like, yep. How do you know? So I felt, okay, it was almost maybe too much to process all of that darkness, but then jumped in a realization. So I've observed some shock reactions from other people as well, like it's a fire hose. And just interesting how the ego had a conversation with my daughter about really brilliant questions, actually, from her as she's awakening and following, listening to Q now as well. So talk about exciting to have conversations like that, so depthful, and the questions are so deep and really putting the pieces together. So, you know, both of my kids have had general overview of things. And but the questions coming, it's just wow. This here's another being of light growing and at a rapid pace and observing around her as well. A conversation she witnessed with two people, and a young person is very more left leaning, but heard all of this darkness, and this young woman's response was, no one's talking about it. Like, all of this is coming out, but no one's talking about it. I said, oh, that's a brilliant observation. I was like, well, wait, there'll be more. But it's interesting that even she, who, you know, you could maybe judge she was in one favored side, but was willing to hear it and receive it, and then notice how other people, and I'm just going to make up perhaps the mind being, how does the mind process this stuff? So if you're not in your heart, I feel like that's a sign of her being in her heart.
Oh, that's good. I like that, because just like you said, Sosha, the, well, just we, I don't know if you said it exactly this way, but because I don't remember, sorry, but what came to me was, people are trying to figure this stuff out in their mind, And it just, as you know, it doesn't work that way. But I am finding, just like what you, your story you shared with your about your daughter, wanting to learn more and your children with such depthful questions. Well, look where they, I'm not surprised because look who they came from.
Aw, you're so sweet.
I feel like the way, like the first step is admitting, just admitting to you yourself, like, okay, maybe there's a different way. Maybe it's like you're not fighting it, you're open to expansion, and you are, okay, well, maybe this isn't the way, and maybe there's another way. So I don't, the word, you know what I'm talking about, Zosha, the term isn't coming to me as to what that is, but they're open, right? They're open. And I feel that once people get to that place of just, you know, it's so much chaos going on right now. And you just, you get to a point where the chaos causes so much confusion and so much angst. I remember a For the People article, and thank you For the People and Asha, just this just beautiful, beautiful information. I just love For the People.space. Where the truth, if you want peace, truth is peace. You know, peace is truth, is synonymous. That's where you find peace, is with the truth. Anything come to you, Zosha, with that?
Yeah, I feel there's only peace if what you said, if you're open, because what one of the pieces my daughter observed is not peace from some people. People said, okay, I got, for example, she had a conversation with someone, and this is what was great. She's like, okay, my mom was right about this with the pandemic. My mom was right about this with the whoever, the dark stuff with the trafficking. And my mom was right about this, is her saying this. Now, what else is she right about? And the person's like, yeah, I know, I get it, but some of that stuff is just weird. You mean to tell me all these people would have to be in on it? And she then said, I don't know how you did it all of these years. She's like, people just don't really want to know. I'm like, I don't get, so it's interesting. And I said, well, what you're observing to me is the mind, a mind being. Now, remember, I did the mind being and the heart being show chart with them so I could refer back to that with them. And I said, see, the mind is the ego can be so strong, it does not want to be wrong. Now, if it's wrong about one thing and you're going to open those floodgates, not everyone really is ready to handle that. That's the beauty of everyone making their own choice. They'll self-moderate themselves. But I feel that's what you're touching on. Like the truth, everyone's getting the truth, whether they like it or not. So if you don't like it, you're not going to flow like water.
There you
You
go. excuse me, and that I feel like that jumps right into what, you know, you're inspired to talk about today, flowing
Oh,
with the water. But
yeah.
I wanted to say, Zosha, really quick, what came to me when you're what you were just saying about, you know, people, oh, that there's no way. And I just want to say, welcome to the jungle. As Guns N' Roses say, Axl Rose, welcome to the jungle, baby, because we're just getting started.
And
That's
we're here to help you out of it as
right. That's
peacefully as
right.
possible,
That's right.
if you desire.
If you desire, and the beauty, because I often ask myself, why do I know this stuff? And I know a lot of others have asked themselves this question too. Why did you wake up so like 10 years ago? I asked myself, well, 10 years ago, I've been on this journey for 10, maybe 11, 12 years. Why? Well, I had to heal. I had to go through it, learn about it, go down the rabbit hole, process, sort it, heal from it, so that and do that work first. And then now the inner work, the real war, as Q said when I called in on a with a question. He says, you've been in a war for 8 years, or I think he said 8 years. Now you're really starting on the real war, which is in yourself. This is right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in stages, right? It comes in stages, as we all know. It's just interesting to observe. And the one thing I shared with my daughter as well, I said, I just felt a pinch, perhaps when we were talking about something, and I picked up, I said, you know, no one, everyone alive has been duped. So the beauty of that, if there's beauty of that, is that no one can say, ha ha, I knew before you. It's with great compassion. There's no, I found out before you. There's none of that. It's just, how can we help? How can we help? We got there a little earlier. JFK beings way before us, way before us in the knowing. So it's beautiful. So it's just never feel ashamed, or you choose how you want to feel, but shame does not have to ever be in it. Everyone has been duped. So there's peace in that. I feel she found peace in that too. It sounds odd to say it like that, but
Beautifully
that's
said.
just the ego stuff. And I saw a quote on Creation Lightship. Jesus got rid of emotions stored in the body. And I felt, well, if there's great company, even Jesus got rid of his emotions. The Creation Lightship helped Jesus clear his vessel. So we're in great company.
Yeah, thank
This is the
goodness.
ascension process.
Beautiful, Zosha.
So should I go? Should I go
Yeah,
on?
please.
Okay, cool.
Go fish.
Go fish, girl. So in the conversation with my daughter, and we had a few this week, again, thrilling when it's just thrilling when someone awakens to more details. It's great to talk about someone else to talk about Q with, and Mermaid and Asha, and she loves them.
Of course she does.
Such sweet. And I know who my children are too. And that's really exciting. I was like, oh, I just want to share, which I won't. But anyway, the conversation was me. So I had a long conversation. I was really excited to share something with her. And we talked, can I talk about that? Yeah, go ahead. Let's connect. And I started telling her, but I was giving a lot of details. And I could feel her check out in a sense, you know, that feeling. And I watched myself. I'm like, okay, if sped up my story, and no problem. It was nothing heavy. It was light. And I recognized it and switched in the conversation. Okay, we had a great conversation. Next day goes on. Now recognize qu the answers always come to my spirit's questions. So what came to me was a show by Ron, the Creation Lightship, Ron Amatron. And he spoke about timelines, and I heard it so differently. But then as I was hearing it, I felt, oh, I put my daughter on a timeline. That's where I felt the disconnect. I wasn't present with her. I was so focused on telling my story. And now I felt inspired to share some clips because I had a new way of hearing Ron speak about timelines. And I felt, okay, with all of this stuff coming out, this felt inspired to me. How do we avoid? Now, we might know everything going on, but others around us or in our lives might not. I don't want to go back on those timelines, but I want to be present and help. So I just was inspired to share these with all of us. And hopefully it helps as well. So you ready for the first one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. So BBS, the first one, you don't want to connect the 11-minute clip if you have it ready.
Just don't want to really connect with people because they're going to slime you. They're going to talk about something that's going on. And normally, you know, draw you into a timeline, into their timeline that they're talking about, that they're creating. Because as they're talking about a situation, they're creating that timeline. And are they hooking you into that same timeline? And they can pull upon your heartstrings about something. And right away from there, you're on that timeline that they created or that they're visiting or that they got abducted onto. You know, it's all the same stuff, basically. So how do you, you know, if you think of issues, maybe Anne, you can think of some. What's the most, the quickest way to get onto a timeline by hearing something? What do you think that would be?
Well, to care about it, to get involved and immersed and kind of hooked and feel emotional
Yep,
by a
that's it.
story or whatever.
So somebody said, see, on our coast here right now, there's whales washing ashore and they're all dying. And you don't know about this, but somebody told you that. And whether it's true or not, once they said that to you, you're going to feel sorry for the whales, more than likely. You're going to want to know why that's happening. But at first, you're going to feel sorry for them, I would imagine. I don't think you're going to go into anger because you haven't figured out what happened, okay? Now, if the person said, all the whales are watching ashore, and then right away, now you're really feeling, oh, man, that's too bad. And then the next sentence was, and, you know, it's because those oil wells out there leaked oil and it killed them. And now you're going to be angry, okay? So first they got you because you're sympathetic, right? Your heart's opened up. And now you flipped it over, and now you're angry at the oil companies who spilt the oil to kill the whales, okay? So they got you two times. And it doesn't even have to be true. And it could be on someone else's timeline. Okay? You could have 100 people telling you that story, and then you try to check it out yourself, and it doesn't exist. You go, wow, what's going on here, you know? Well, they already got you. So that's the whole thing. So back to you, Ann.
I just love that the example he gave just opened up so much more to me. And there's a few points I pulled out. I'll pull out the first one, Lauren.
Yeah.
So normally draw you into a timeline, into their timeline that they are talking about, that they are creating. So just now I could go to any time when you were on a timeline you didn't prefer. I didn't recognize them as timelines. I didn't know that. But this weaves into, we are self-creating animation system. All of us individually have our own. And the other point that comes is when Q would always say, if you keep talking about the past, you keep recreating it.
Yep.
If someone else talks about the past, you just keep recreating it. So it's just really big to hear Ron say that as well. Ron's a light being from the creation lightship as well. If someone's new, I was excited to share his harmonics with everyone. So it's another insight into creating.
Yeah, I love that. And a lot of people don't even, like you said, they don't even know. They don't even know that they're creating as they're speaking. And I try to, I've talked to people before, you know, that would say things and just, you know, a lower frequency. And I'm like, do you realize that your words are powerful and that you're creating? And they just, you know, they're like, yeah, there's no way. And that's okay. It's all good. This was a couple years ago. People don't even realize that they're creating it, Zosha. And yeah, that's how powerful we are. So we all have that creative ability, but how are we going to use it, right?
And even myself, recognizing sharing something with my daughter, I was putting her on a timeline. Mm-hmm. I was talking about something. It was from the past. Again, it wasn't negative or anything, but I felt the disconnect of presence. That's how I knew. Now, I didn't come to that yet, but then, of course, Ron helped by hearing his words and recognizing I'm always watching myself as well. I'm trying to be neutral and clear. And of course, that's the last thing I want to do, knowing what I know, is put anyone on timelines. So just one quote from Creation Lightship, the mind is connected to darkness and situations are all in darkness because in light, there's no such thing as dramas and traumas and pains. Mm. Peace. What is peace? Peace equals no duality. It doesn't connect with anything. Peace doesn't resonate to mind energy. It is just peace. It's a whole different system, which is what source is. So when I didn't feel the connection of presence, when I felt I lost the signal, I let the signal go because I went into the past talking about something, even though it's lovely. So now I recognize, oh, maybe it's habitual. Maybe I'm used to like breaking into these types of conversations. Let me adapt. And now I can have conversations with my kids on that in that way as well. And I have observed them become more present. So it's still me. That's a humbling piece. It's still me. I'm still honing myself and recognizing if I stepped out of it. I was still peaceful, but I was on a time. I was in the past. I love myself. It's not anything about that. It's just refining it. I'm just refining it in my observation.
That's beautiful.
And
That's beautiful.
The other thing that he said is, if you think of issues, when he asked Anne, what is the quickest way to get onto a timeline by hearing something? What do you think it would be? And Anne said, to care about it, to get involved and immersed and kind of hooked and feel emotional by the story or whatever. Now, you know, I feel you're similar to this, where you can hear stories or movies or whatever, and you can feel those emotions. Oh, it's putting me on that timeline. I don't prefer to be in this state of emotion. I want to be neutral.
Right. And hence why they have, you know, they pump out the news 24/7. Right.
Yeah. And yeah, agreed. And also, I would observe in myself as well, and, you know, back just to address the past, to talk about it now, my sense of letting go of obligation. Well, I'm used to being nice and used to listening to something. I would spend hours with people. I was just this amazing energy source, but it's just how I knew, how I felt I knew or trained myself or was programmed to feel by being there as being a good person. Remember Q saying, so being a good person is not really being a good person. I love that. It just made me laugh. I was like, oh, it's because I'm just being good and hanging out on other people's timelines.
Yeah.
What's good about that to my spirit? Nothing.
I'm guilty of that too.
Yeah, no guilt. We're just coming out of it.
Yeah.
But to speak about it and put it in words, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
These are great examples. I think you have more, but
I do.
These are great. I know they're helping me. I always need a refresher course. So go, girl.
All right. BBS, if you're ready with the second clip at 14 minutes and change, remember everything that is out there.
Remember, everything that is out there is brought to you by the aliens. Okay? So all of your mathematics, all of your deductive reasoning, everything that's out there, history, everything like that is all the alien agenda, how they wanted to make the movie set and how they want you to hook into it. So is it real? May not be, but it is real if you tie into it, because now you're abducted onto that timeline, multiple timelines probably. So, you know, just hold your peace. I wouldn't do too much research on it.
Thank you so much, BBS. When he said I wouldn't do too much research on it, the topic of eclipses came up, and he doesn't watch that stuff. He doesn't prefer it. So that was his advice for the don't do research on it. But remember, everything that is out there is brought to you by the aliens, history, mm-hmm. mathematics. What stood out to me is everything is all the alien agenda on how they want you to make the movie sets. Now that really stood out to me because that's what awoken me exponentially through the Westworld series. And there's a For the People article on Westworld. You can, if you want to revisit that, but essentially shows the sets that are creating. I mean, it laid out timeline performances. It laid out how the timelines are made. To brutal detail, but it was really an awakening. And to hear Ron use that phrase, they're making the movie sets. And there's also the article For the People, Holographic Reality, that revisits this topic as well. And they want you to hook into it. So see how it works. I've observed at times, even when people come in just out of the blue, even people very close to me years ago in immediate family, and I'm like, oh, as I was going slower and with listening to Q, just feeling, oh my gosh, I see the time. This person is being used by the dark to keep me on these very negative timelines, constantly looping. Let me try this. Let me try that. It was, you know, the good person always trying to find solutions and trying to help till I realized, we're all accountable for our own work. So if this person isn't going to do the work after exhaustive time of deeply trying to help, twisting into a pretzel to guide and help, there was really no effort. and it wasn't sticking. So one has to know to use their light and use the technology in our heart to connect with source and really show up to do the work, as we've talked about so many times. So that was, those were indications for me to say goodbye and move on.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, just to add to that, Zosia, I envisioned just, it's like your light, your life force energy. It's just, it's like a vacuum. It's, they're sucking it, you know, don't even realize it, but, you know, just losing, you're losing your life force energy. Cause I used to do that too. Just, I want to help, but you can't force it, to the detriment of your own frequency, your vibration. Right.
Yeah. And would you say it's a process that's getting to know yourself, right? It was deeply a process for me to keep observing the repetitiveness, in the black hole that you were describing. Mm-hmm. Would you say the same for you? It's a process.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely a process, constant study, still doing it, by the way. So I raised my hand. I'm still doing it. But refining it and, yeah, and just fine tuning, and oh, I don't prefer that, so I'm gonna remove myself from that situation. I'm gonna stop looking at the phone. I'm gonna, you know, I would say, Zosia, it's really learning to choose yourself, not from selfishness. That's a whole nother topic. You know, I'm gonna grow my light. I'm gonna raise my frequency, and it's really learning to go deep within yourself and know who you are. And loving yourself.
Yeah, I'd have to say, because you said the word selfishness, that I had to reframe that word in myself of being accused of being selfish on many different occasions. It was very confusing to me. And I shared it with Q actually as well. But what I recognized, what was confusing is, wait, because I don't participate on your timelines, I'm selfish?
Yeah.
Who's the judge? Who's judging? And then to recognize that, is that being in their heart? And they say that, no, of course not, because I know there's light in there. But it's, if using the mind, it's, again, judgment. This is a place and duality of judgment, judgment, judgment. So my greatest turn, really, my greatest growth was really observing myself and what I was doing. And I was finally being selfish, according to the, you know, the matrix world word. And to take care of yourself, you have to know yourself. Q spoke to this as well. Beautiful conversation with him about that. You have to know yourself. Put on your oxygen mask first. How do you help anyone if you're suffocating, right? I feel,
yeah,
that's what you're describing too, that well worn out, patinaed,
mm-hmm,
examples of being gasping.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So there's not a big crowd applauding. I found applauding when I was, quote, selfish. It was really more judgment and denigration and so on and so on. But it was all beautiful because it just,
yeah,
it help me find my deep strength, my inner strength. I'm here for my spirit, not here for the mind beings around
right.
me.
Right. And I remember saying to myself, so I'm sitting here doing all this inner work on myself. I'm, you know, I'm doing this work, but yet I'm going to be put on a timeline with someone, and this is no judgment, that, you know, I'm going to be drawn into a timeline with someone who is unaware. I'm like, I'm not doing that. It just totally defeats everything that I'm doing to help myself, to grow my, to raise my frequency, to grow, you know, like to raise my vibration, my frequency, bring in all of my light. I'm not doing it. It's just, it's a boundary, learning boundaries as well. I've, you know, I struggled with creating boundaries, but as I get stronger and, you know, bringing more light. And I remember Q talking about this as well, you know, creating boundaries for yourself.
But they love you.
Oh, oh, you're so sweet. You're so nice. You're just so good. Yeah.
It's funny. Now look how far we've come, all of us in listening, look how far we've come to articulate it from the other side, from going through it
exactly,
and seeing the mud for what it is, the mud and washing it off.
Exactly.
And actually, just I realized I didn't say the name of the show. So let me just say that in case we do try and post the link on their page, but sometimes, new excitements come. We just, it's another moment. So in case we don't do that, this is from, you can find it on BBS, The Creation Lightship. Where am I? Oh, yeah, it's dated September 26, 2015. The also why I love listening to these because Gron saying it, Q was saying it, now we're saying
Start to sound alike.
so it's just growing and growing. And we started the show with, I feel there'll be many more people wondering, like, wait, what are y'all doing over there? How did you know this? Okay, so Lauren, you ready for clip three? All right, PBS, if you're ready. The darkness gave you at 44.
Darkness gave you energetic cordings. So when you're out of time, and or I should say when you're on a timeline, which you would normally be on living here, and time has stopped for you, then there's no more connections around you typically that they can hook you up to, because you're not necessarily thinking of things when you look at it. So look at something in your room, and it's just going to look like something. You're really not going to think what it is unless you start to analyze. Am I looking at, my closet, and now I want to look at my clothes. Well, as soon as you start doing that, then you're in judgment. Then you're now on timelines. Just sort of look at stuff in your room, and there's no thoughts at all coming to you, which is the way it should be when time is stopped on the alien timeline. Then you're more at peace. Remember, in source energy, there's no timelines. All there is peace. Because timelines control you. Timelines connect you to the darkness.
I love that too. It's just an example of seeing it like truly he what Ron's describing for me is truly what peace feels like, that you can even be in your home, and this is why they have a clearing for even objects. Even objects have those energetic imprints, photographs thing, not to make people crazy, but just to observe how things can hook us and get us going into judgment, which is in the mind. It has nothing to do with source.
I remember, Zosha, I remember being in someone's home and there was a poster or something on the wall and it was a musician. And I just remember feeling just like, ugh, like it was dark. And I shared what I knew, and he's there, this person's like, no, it's just acting. It's just acting. It's just make believe. I'm like, it's just interesting because my spirit knew, it already knew. But it's just make believe. It's just an act. But no, you feel the energetics of it, and then you're corded to it. And just an example that came to me right away.
Yeah, no, it's a great one because it's demonstrating observation of, and we know, I mean, Hollywood, all of that stuff is about imagery, subliminal messaging and things like that. I mean, that's an endless pit one can research. But yeah, it's so subtle. It's just a poster. See, it's just written off like it's just a poster, loaded with spelling
That's right.
in it and energetic stuff. It's just all around. So again, it's just helpful to understand, even to comprehend how the Creation Lightship works when they do clearings to clear endless. You can go on their site, that everything's listed on our show page, which is bbsradio.com/unstoppable love. And you can see the links on our page. What I also loved is, the darkness gave you energetic cordings. So when you were on a timeline, which you would normally be on living here, and time has stopped for you, and there is no more connections around you, typically that they can hook you up because you're not necessarily thinking of things when you look at it. So, okay, then he went on to looking at things. Now, just as an example, if you've ever done the free sample clearings or listened to the archives, which are live, well, they help. They do actually work. But I was confused for a while because Ron would say, okay, think of a moment that you want cleared. And I was like, wait, why are we thinking? Until he explained it for the samples, for the creation light chip to know what to clear, because they're not in judgment. For them to know what to clear, you have to pull the image up. Mm-hmm. And then they all just say alt delete it. And it helped me. And oh, it's just like swoosh, erasing. These are just my words, erasing the program, erasing the residual, erasing the energetics. So that's, if anyone does the samples, that's why he asks for someone to think about a situation.
Yeah. And Zosha, just to tack onto that, I remember him saying, well, thought is what created it.
All mind energy is of the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And kind of the first clip too, everything here is the alien agenda.
Yeah.
And it all ties back to going into your heart. Why is inner peace so important? Because that we're remembering who we are, to get back into that state of inner peace and to just know ourselves, remember ourselves, and create from there, to move our self-creating animation system from the mind, from the alien territory, to our heart center, our source connection, so we can create our highest excitement.
That's right. That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, because everything here has been inverted. It's been flipped, right? So all this manifestation stuff you hear about on the YouTube, and you know, it's all from the mind. It's all backwards, mixed with a little bit of truth, just to hook you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Timelines connect you to darkness. Timelines control you. No, there are no timelines in source energy. It's all peace. So just simple, one of the quotes that I took, if you're feeling peaceful, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. It's not difficult, right? It's just keeping observing. So we're in peace. We could notice the timelines. Again, this is the choir out here. We've been doing this a while, but I inspired to share because I'm still observing things in myself. I wanted to note something. Have you? Well, I'll just say the sine wave. Have you heard Creation Lightship talk about the sine wave?
No.
So a sine wave, I'll just explain it. If you just take a straight line on a graph, now a sine wave will be a hump up and then a hump down, like an S, like a sideways S.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I'm getting it right, those humps are the timelines. Peace energy is at the point. It's total peace at the point.
Ooh, that's good. I like that. I like that visual.
Yeah. So I observe when I'm peace, it just feels, it's steady. It's source. It's who we are. It just, that's why it's so fulfilling. So everything, everything.
And Zosha, when you operate, that's not the best word. When you move from that place, because I'm still working on it, when you move from that place of peace, how is your life and the decisions that you make, how are they different?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm asking.
Oh, they're inspired. They're inspired choices. And it almost doesn't even feel like a choice. Mm. When really moving from the heart, it's smooth. It's easy. It's flowing like water. Water just keeps flowing. Instead of just grabbing onto the rock and studying the rock, like, yeah, I don't really like being here, and going on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
It's, does that answer your question? It's flows and it's easy. There's no mind energy in it. It's spontaneous.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. 'Cause I'm still, you know, I have days where I'm in the muck and the mud and on timelines, but I'm observing and getting quicker. So yeah, just hearing what you said about that, and well, what's the difference? What does it feel like, and how is your life different because of it? So the listeners can just, you know, it's something to, it's encouraging. It's exciting. And do you notice, Zosha, that when you operate from your heart, the synchronicities, just things just show up, like Q says, right on time. All the right people, the resources, everything shows up right on time.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like this clip showed up. I mean, that's how it's we're our own problems. It's so simple that it's not easy, because until one observes the timelines that aren't ours, we're so used to being in these other movie sets that seem like us. The thinking seems like us. Even in this video, I feel Ron speaks about the thoughts in your head. There's a lot in this. There's more on this show that has so much about thoughts. And I always remember Q speaking about the thoughts seem so familiar.
And
We're used
comfortable.
to it. And that is not us. If we're not in peace, why not? And that's where we get to go check under the hood. What's going on here? Let's observe from a really slow, peaceful observation.
The beauty of slowing down. Slower is faster.
Yeah, and remember, Jesus got rid of emotion stored in the body, even Jesus too, because I'll remember programming from being in church that it was all perfection and everything. I just had my own image of how it was presented to me. I was a sinner if I felt something. No, everything was white. We know this. Everything was taken. It wasn't even all the truth. So this perception that was built up. Oh, another timeline. It's all around. So going back to that neutral state, it's helpful. I'm glad it was helpful too, because it was helpful for me as well. Just, am I at the point on the line, or where am I here?
It's a
Oh,
good
I
pulse.
swung up or I swung down.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, not at all. Just to add, Anne used these words in the interview. She's when talking about peace, and I loved it. She said, "Oh, the example of all these examples of peace gives us a touchstone to know what peace is." And yeah, I often use the word foundation. I know what peace feels like. If we've all felt it, you know what it is. So I hold that as my carrot, always feeling it. That's my touchstone. I always go back to it, to answer your question, earlier question as well. I'm always in it now. So even can go on a timeline and I could still be in peace. They're not all horrible. It just helps observing and keep cleaning out and honing my craft to be in peace and resonate purely source.
Now, how quick can you notice, how quickly can you notice when you're on a timeline, and do you feel it? Do you feel it, in your body?
I would say because I have eliminated the majority of timeline makers, originators, whoever, handlers, however you want to say it, it's so much quicker. I do observe a sustained state of peace. What I will observe sometimes are thoughts coming in at certain moments. It's very fascinating, being on a radio show and whatnot. I could observe thoughts coming in loop, but I really just sit and watch. As irritating as they could be, it's just, where's that coming from? So it's just a curiosity and really a detachment from it. But again, the Q's way, Mermaid's way of all that he shared is the path that I overlaid in my life, and that everything he has shared has worked for me. And I model that. That might not be for everybody, but that's how I've modeled my life.
Yeah, beautiful.
How about you? Do you notice? Are you noticing the timelines quicker, faster? What's your experience?
I've noticed that for me, I can observe them, but then where I'm still working through this, of not becoming it. So, the difference between observing versus absorbing, and the delta between being kind of pulled into that emotion, to that energy. Because I feel so much. So I'm getting quicker at it, but I can usually feel it. Just to answer your question, I can usually feel it pretty quickly because I feel it in my body. How did I feel when I spent time with that person? How did it make me feel afterwards? Was I drained? Was I at peace? Was I so I'm just taking, making notes of that. And it's not to judge any individual. It's just, how did I feel? What was my state of being, right? And then if is there any residue, I guess, afterwards? And I'm starting to get quicker. I'm becoming quicker with it.
I love it. And that's for both of our stories, that's the ascension process. I'm like, okay, this is the process. We're unloading that again. We're breaking out of that. And to what you're saying, I feel like that's the word Ron used is slimed. You can feel instantly where you're slimed. I almost have just, I don't know, it just doesn't happen anymore. And I say that because I have shared where I had been at. We all have our stories, and that's the beauty of sharing them. And it's possible to be here and not be of here. It's possible. I mean, it's all around, the light's all around, but I love that you reference when Q said it's the hardest, not the words, but the hardest journey is the one within. The hardest battle is the one within. And I get that in the sense, like one day I was sitting there, I'm like, okay, it's almost like there's booby traps set up when I'm observing. It feels like a booby trap trigger. So I don't participate with the bully in the playground. I just watch the bully until it drains itself of its energy. Okay, you done? All right. It's just, sometimes it's not always within my, it doesn't always seem, it just seems like it's something that has to, is going to just drain its battery. So I don't participate. I just observe. And that is incredibly effective from witnessing my own experience prior and getting really involved in it and just be neutral, like Bruce Lee.
Like Bruce Lee. That's right. That's right. I loved Zosha. I know we only have a couple minutes left. I wrote down a few pieces, a few takeaways from the article that Asha put out recently about the Bruce Lee video. Is it okay to share some
Oh,
of those?
yeah, let's hear it.
So I loved it how she said how Bruce Lee says, "Look at the water. It does not separate itself. This part flows, that part hesitates." Then he goes on to say, "This is water can overcome rocks, it can carve valleys, it can destroy mountains." And he talks about water being formless and shapeless. Water adapts and changes, it becomes whatever it touches. You pour water in a cup, it becomes a cup. Pour it on the ground, it finds its way. Strike at it, and your hand passes through. So we are water, and when there's no resistance, there's no clinging, there's no attachment, there's no hanging on, and there's not trying to control an outcome. It just flows, and it's peaceful. So I feel like with all the stuff that's coming out right now, that's my job is just, and I'm learning how to do this. I am not an expert. Be like the water. What say you, Zosha?
Yeah, I love it because we're even a holographic. This for the people said holographic reality. What we are, who we are, the light, you can't touch it. It's not. It's spirit. We are that just in our vessel. So that flow of the spirit, something comes at you, information you don't like or something like that, you just observe and move on. And we got 1 minute. BBS, thank you for your assistance, as always. You help make our show. We so appreciate it. And to the listeners, thank you. We'll be back next week. We love presence with you. And like Lauren started, we're honored to have you with us. And Lauren, you want to do the final words?
Yes. If you want to clean out your vessel and learn more about just doing the work, you can check out creationlightship.com and also check out for the people.space to stay up to date on what's going on in the movie. Right now in our world. And just so honored to do this show with you and just hold presence with you, Zosha.
Yeah, I love you.